In My Country, Crónica, 12 July 2005, Los Angeles, Califas. For Wim Lindekew, Melanie Maria, and Sean Levin, y para Eunice Van Wagner Chavez in memoriam. Afrikaans words and phrases insinuate themselves into my head, my consciousness, aun sin querer. Not sure I even want them in there, aunque tengo que admitir they do stir something in me, longing, comfort, long ago pain, memory. Of myself hace años in Pretoria. Después de casi un año, a year of holding myself apart, gingerly beginning to let the words and those who spoke them from birth touch me, assuage the biting loneliness. I'm still not sure about hasta ahora, desde aquí, después de todos estos años and even with all this reading, these movies trying to prepare myself somehow for my return. Mi inminente retorno a Sudáfrica después de 20 años. I'm not sure about my relationship to that doll, tongue, lengua, language. Hace unos días, more terrorist bombings in Londres. Impotencia, miedo. Last night I watched John Borman's film, In My Country. Basado en ese libro, The Country of My Skull. The movie was kind of sappy, a bit Manichean, pero all things considered, not bad. For so many years, the slightest reference to South Africa, just the slightest mention, and I'd get teary, nostalgic, or angry. I was there. I lived there. I know that place. When did that reaction change? Was it when I began to embrace my Latinidad en serio? For reals, como quien dice? Myself, en relación a mi Latinidad, a California, a Los Angeles, to a feeling of home. Belonging, en vez de mi yo, for years, siempre flotante, unmoored, and always, always in relación al África. Why did I leave? And was it right to come back here, a Califas, to come home? Is this home? Pero anyway, volviendo al film, sentí una immediate y al principio inexplicable repugnancia toward the character played by el Samuel L. Jackson. Pero luego it hit me. That was precisely how I'd felt and acted when I first pitched up in South Africa. Y bueno, antes, en la universidad, en la graduate school, even in high school, oh, little Miss Divestment, little Miss Anti-Apartheid Activista, Miss Marxista. Al nada más llegar, eché la culpa de 40 años de historia on Howard, en su familia, but especially on him. He never had a chance. We never had a chance. No en ese país, en su país. I was so righteous. Tan superior porque nunca había tenido una empleada doméstica. If you get right down to it, rompí con Howard, at least en parte, porque no podía bregar con la gran culpabilidad que sentí. My guilt, it overwhelmed me como una ola, sudden, relentless, nauseating. From the minute my feet hit the tarmac at Jan Smuts International Airport, in Agosto del 82, it hit me. El peso de la culpabilidad of whiteness y de todo lo que ese whiteness implicaba en Sudáfrica. Porque that's the way I was read there, gente, como blanca. En la paranoia taxonómica del apartheid, no había modo de leer a una chicana. And besides, bueno, let's face it, casi nunca me reconocen como raza, not even in the good old USA. Anyway, la cosa es que I couldn't get out from under it, couldn't stay with a white South African man, no matter how intelligent, passionate, and trilingüe, no matter that I was in love with him and he with me. I couldn't get past, no podía bregar con su blancura. Pero, vaya arrogancia. What assumptions. Ugh, I feel such retroactive self-loathing now. Después de ver ese film, for the way I was then. Intransigente, smug. Seeing myself now in Samuel Jackson's Periodista, a white-skinned, Jewish, brown, Mexi girl whose skin could not be read properly en ese país. And so, para que los Afrikaners y los ingleses no me pensaran uno de ellos, I kept myself apart. Insular, yet achingly lonely, 24/7, angry, accusatory, and aloof. My own private apartheid del corazón. It was only my innate, insatiable curiosidad, y el que mi amigo Nepe Selabe, who worked in the photocopying department at the University of South Africa, donde, against all odds, encontré trabajo, me dijera, "Oh, come on, Susie, you've got to learn the language, girl, to understand them, to understand all of us." Finalmente, Nepe me indujo hacia el deshielo, to begin, grudgingly, tentative, to thaw. And I did learn, didn't I? Ese learning que solo viene de vivir en un lugar, conocer, living in and among, los pactos, la rabia e impotencia y el júbilo diarios. Such shame and anger de repente at myself, de nuevo, just like 20 years ago and just from a movie. Ay, cómo eres susceptible. Hot tears coursing. I cringe al escucharlos, after all, only skin deep, righteous, outraged pronouncement del suddenly so glaringly American Sam Jackson, as the African-American reportero del Washington Post at the TRC hearing. Mientras tanto, los otros, los non-hyphenated Africanos, Africans a secas, South Africans black, white, and mixed, try to explain to him, to show him, to make him understand Ubuntu. Forgiveness, interconnectedness. Ay, ya sé, it's only a movie, pero still, there's a knot inside me, este nudo, a need to be there again. Ahora, hot tears spilling onto that airport tarmac, onto that red, roya, roja tierra. I want to apologize. Por mi presencia, for my absence, quiero agradecer. I know so much less now, a veces pienso, and yet I feel even more, si cabe, yet so much more ambiguously than ever before. This is what I want. Estar ahí de nuevo, or pa' atrás, pero al futuro, hoping we can be algo juntos again. Tengo miedo. Stomach, a knot of apprehension. No puedo comer. Duermo pésimo. What will the new South Africa feel like? What will you be like? What will we all be like together again? I'm dreaming about you, Vemi, and Melly, my leafies. So far away, pero ever closer. Getting closer. Pronto. Pronto. Yala in Africa, me say Africa, every night. Buenas noches.